a piece. Let's learn a piece together. Let's learn a piece from the Parsha, which is so pertaining, to this time. It's pertaining to the Parsha, pertaining to life, as you'll hear. We'll learn a little bit together. Mesillas Yesharim. And one of the things that the Ramchal says is, and I quote in Perek Yud Aleph, and he says that when it comes to working on your midos versus your action, meaning every action that a person does comes from a mida. It comes from internal. Everything external is an outgrowth of something internal. And there are actions that we have to work on. Here, we'll pick the classic example that we always talk about is Lashon Hara. Mm-hmm. Lashon Hara is external. A person's talking about somebody else, and he's saying words, and he's talking, and he's saying something negative about somebody. So okay, the Gemara talks about whether a dibur is a maisa, lav maisa, whether it's an action or it's not an action. Speaking is not an act. It's not like you hit someone, but it's called that. It's not a physical action, but a little bit it is, right? What's that line? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never harm me. Is not true. It's not, that's all right. We all, I don't know if you guys grew up with that, but you grew up. They said sticks and stones may make my bones. It's not true. You could get hurt, especially if your love language is stronger in words of affirmation. So your father, if he says, I love you, your mother says, I love you, or doesn't say, I love you, versus hitting you. So depending on what your stronger love language is, you'll get more hurt from words than you will from physical action. Right? That's parenthetical. But what's the point? The point is that there's a maisa that a person does. There's action. So the Ramchal says, as he finished talking about actions, he says it's much harder for a person to work on the root of the problem. The reason people talk Lashon Hara, right? The reason people talk Lashon Hara is because, like we always say, Mitzora is Motzi Ra. It means that there's something inside of me that I need to, or ego, right? Ego, as Rashi says in Parshas Chukas, Rashi says, Mi shenisgoe, the one who became a ego, is the one who pushes, right? Every aveira has to do with gaiva, has to do with how you feel about yourself. Ego, right? Not to be mixed up with self-esteem, right? Right? Self-esteem and ego are usually in opposite corners. Somebody who doesn't esteem himself has to show everybody and has to make a lot of noise on the outside and has to be in control. Right? Obvious here, so we haven't said it in a while. Avi Friedler, everyone. We haven't said it in a while, Hashem. Right? Help us, grant us. Go, Avi. I said you're going to say it, and I said it. Yeah,
you're
go.
Saying the serenity prayer? Or like,
yes, yes.
The one for people?
Yes, like, yeah, for the one we've always said. Not this, the yeah. Hashem, grant me the...
Hashem.
Grant us...
Us the serenity to accept the people we cannot change, the courage to change the one I can, and the wisdom to know that person is me.
So again, Nachamal, love it. So Avi's saying... Hashem, grant me let me be at peace when I realize that I have to accept the person who I can change. You accept, right? That's the first one.
Yeah.
The people I can change, the courage to change that one who I can change, and the wisdom to know that that person is me, the one I could change. which that alone is very difficult to change. That alone is very difficult to change. It's very, very hard for a person to change, right? That's the line from Shlomo Rosenthal, from Shui. Not sure exactly what it comes to. Shui's not here for us to ask him exactly, but I think the line is that it's about growing, not changing. It's not, so, okay. Hashem, help me focus on myself. But that's really what happens. How did I get into that? What was I saying? Because the ego, what, how did I get into that? Why did I go to the Serenity Prayer? Because I saw Avi? What? Mishnah Eska. What? So our actions are as a result of... Oh, that's why. Because it's so incredible. Mamish is not the other... I can't control any... Oh, that's what I was going to say. Sometimes we want to control. Ego is control. Control and ego. Anxiety. I just want to say something. It doesn't mean that there's something... It's okay. We all want to control. We all have ego. That's the way Hashem made... It's fine. It's okay. It's okay. You're supposed to... That means you're human. People think, oh, I have a taiva. I have a laziness. There's a problem. No, there isn't. There isn't a problem. It means you are a human being. So you have taivas. So you have ego. So you need to control. So you need to think about your future and you get worried about your future. It means you are a human being. And you struggle with that. And that's something that we're here on planet Earth to work through and to try and better ourselves or grow a little bit and to be sensitive. So that's the external. The external is what you say. The external, but it's not. This week's parasha also. Lo sisna esachicha bilvavecha. Don't hate your friend. So this is what I want to learn a little bit for all of us, because this is in this week's parasha. What is it? I didn't say yet what it is. Here's the pasuk. Ve'ahavta l'reicha kamaicha. Ve'ahavta l'reicha kamaicha. To love your neighbor, to love your friend, actually. To love your friend, l'reicha kamaicha, like you love yourself. As we know, as I've said, I think every time I say that pasuk, if you hate your friend, it's because you hate yourself. When you hate a yid, chas v'shalom, l'sisna z'achicha b'l'vavecha, this is a chikabil vavecha, is because you hate yourself. You hate yourself. There's a part of you you hate. And you see that, especially those who are familiar with IFS, it works beautifully. But it's very true. It's all the external, the enemy from outside, right? The enemy on the outside could do us no harm. It's the enemy within, right? If there is no enemy within, the enemy outside can do us no harm. That's on a global level, which is the Jewish people and the nations of the world. The nations of the world can only hurt us when we hurt ourselves as a Jewish nation, and we have a lack of achdus, and also within yourself. Looking at another person, the only way you could see the negative in another person is when you yourself are have the negativity. Oh, so someone's going to say, how do I get to the Madrega where I'm so at one with myself and that I see everything so beautiful? You could get there. Ahav t'lerecha kamoicha. Says the Mesillas Yesharim. So it's very difficult to uproot. It's very, very difficult to uproot. To uproot a midah, to do an action, to stop speaking lashon hara, a person can do. To stop doing something, a person can do. To uproot, right? That's hard. Like sisus achicha bilvavecha, not to have the inside, not to have it in your heart and to feel it. That's very, very difficult. Very, very difficult. Very, very difficult. And the Mesillas Yesharim not only says that. When he's talking about other people, one of the things he says is by kinah, jealousy, which is also in this week's parsha, lo sikom, lo sitor, right before, in the same pasuk, lo sikom, lo sitor, espnei amecha, v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, ani Hashem. And the Ramchal says very clearly, he says that this is something that is only, where is it? He says that this is something, why am I not seeing it here? At the end. Thank you. Right. I thought it was in the beginning. See, I got a chazar. Right? So he says straight over, he says, Ari, we got to get there. Right? He says that hu ha-shalom, he doesn't say it like that over there. He doesn't say it's a kal. He says over here, okay, I have to see what I'm referring to. But over here, he says, "Hu ashalom v'ashalva asher lemalachay asharis, asher kulam smichim b'avodasam ish al mekomo." That v'yahavtal reicha kamocha, and he speaks about it over here. V'yahavtal reicha kamocha is something very, very, very difficult. Very difficult to love your friend and not to have tainas, not to hold things in your heart. If somebody, right, your roommate, you touch a shampoo, he says, what are you using my shampoo? Why'd you take that thing from the fridge? Why'd you do that? And then he asks you for shampoo. He asks you for something in the fridge. So the normal, natural thing is to say, why should I do that for you? You didn't do it for me. Why should I do it for you? It's a very natural thing. Can you lend me something? And your roommate says no. It's a very natural thing for a person to say, okay, you're not doing it, so I'm not doing it. You're not doing it, so I'm not doing it. And a person very much feels that hurt. When someone hurts you, the natural thing is that you want to hurt them back. You want to hurt them back. Right? It's mesuka midvash. It's very, very sweet. It's very, very sweet when a person... Must be in the wrong place. I don't know why I can't find it here. What? What? Oh, Gamasina. Thank you. Gamasina vanekima. He says kasha. Right. I was in the wrong. Gamasina vanekima. He says ki adam margish ma'od bel benosov umitzdar tsar gadol. A person very, very, very feels. When people hurt him, revenge is sweet as honey. Kihi menuchasoy levada. It is your way of feeling good. When I hurt somebody who hurt me, deep down you feel good about that. That's what he says.
Deep down you feel good?
Okay. Deep down, or you feel good. Ari's saying deep down, you don't feel good. He's saying if you go another layer, right? Is that what you were saying?
Yeah.
Ari's right. But inside, a person feels bad. You feel good. You feel good that when this guy trips, he tripped. He's running around tripping everybody. He trips. Like, okay, you know what? Learn your lesson a little bit. That's a very normal, it's a very, right? Someone's rude and they get it back in their face. So a little bit, yeah, okay. You get what you're trying. It's a very, very normal reaction, says the Ramchal. It's mesuka. It's good, and it's incredible, Ari, that he says kihi menuchasoy levada. He says it's the only peace that a person can really get from that. Like it's very difficult. That's what he says. Al Kain, he says when a person is able to let go of that, and he's not going to hate someone who hurt him. And he doesn't do it. Chazak va'amitz hu. He's very powerful. He says, and it's kal malachi ashares she'ein b'neim hamidos halalu. You hear this? Lo el shochne batechom asher ba'afr sodom. Not for a physical person. A physical person that you have ego. We have a self. Not in the IFS context. We have self. We have our ego. So when someone gets you, when a person gets you, it's very, very difficult to say, you know what? I'm going to be good to you even though you weren't good to me. Very, very difficult to do that. Very difficult to do that. And the malachim, who are not physical people, they're able to do that. Our avodah, what we can do, as the Ramchal says, vahavta, and this is where he says it. He says, vahavta l'reacha kamoicha. He says, it doesn't matter. He says, al kain ba hatoira v'kola. And he says over here like this. I'm not going to read through the whole thing. Basically what he says is, what's the natural thing when someone hurts you? What's the natural thing that we do? We say, I'm not going to be so loving to him, but I'll be nice to him. I'm not going to be so loving, but I'll be nice to him. Says the Ramchal, no. He says, you have to do even more. He says, Al Kain, he says, Dai bezeh. Im gam l'schabri mai tirtzach, lo taro lo kol kachiba gedoyla kabarishoina. There's a story that I heard recently. Rabbi Waxman said over a story. I could hear the exact way he said it over. But he said a story. Listen to the depth of Arav. Ata shamata ata story that from the Sefer HaTodah, Rav Hillel, you like the story from Eliyahu Kitov. Here's the story. Ready? There's a guy who always used to get in Eretz Yisrael. He's from Eretz Yisrael. This guy always used to get before Yom Tov, he would get $1,000 from his uncle. Got $1,000 from his uncle who lived in America. You heard the story? You were there? $1,000 from his uncle from America. And Eliyahu Kitov was going to America. This Chashav Yid, this Talmud Chacham Tzadik, was going to America. And he says, do me a favor, could you go to my uncle and could you pick up the money for me? So he said, sure, no problem. He came back, and instead of giving him Eretz Yisrael, instead of giving him the $1,000, he gave him shkalim. He gave him, I don't know what the rate is now, he gave him 3,700 shkalim. Here's 3,700. The guy said, thank you so much. He said, what's the rate? Right? He did him a favor. He brought him back the money. He says, 3,700 shekel. He says, yeah, but the rate is 3,775. That's what the guy said to him. He's like, ugh, what do you want from me? The guy made him go to a Rav, this, blah, blah, blah. And he says, the Rav Paskin, that he has to give him exactly what the rate was. And the guy mutchered him to give him exactly 3,700 and whatever it was. When was this story in the Scala? After Eliyahu Kitov died, the person came and he says, you know what happened? He said, this guy's uncle died. And Eliyahu Kitov found out that his uncle died. But he knew that this Yid was waiting for the money for him. He was waiting, he didn't have dollars. But he knew he was soymach, he relied on it. So he gave from his own money. And he never ever told the guy. Never ever told the guy. He took from his own money, from his own pocket. The guy was muttering him for more money. He didn't say a word. He could have said, listen, buddy, I'm giving you my own money. Didn't say a word. Here I'm saying the story, I don't know how many years later. 40 years later, 50 years later, could be 80 years later. What's the pshat? That's v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha. V'ahavta l'recha kamoicha. Le'sikon v'le'sitar. Only your amalach. Don't get upset at yourself if you want to be, okay, I don't have to be buddies with that guy. That guy, he never says good morning to me. He never saves me a plate. I asked him to save me a plate of supper. He never saves me a plate of supper, but I'm going to save him one. I'm not going to say a word. My roommate always turns on the lights. He always turns on the lights. He's not sensitive. So I walk in, I don't have to be so sensitive. I'm going to be extra sensitive. When I wake up in the morning, my roommate sleeps till 12 o'clock in the afternoon. He's rude when he comes about 3 in the morning. He wakes up at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. I get up at 7:30 and I got to tiptoe around to be quiet. Yes. Yes. That's a person rising, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin says. Daf Tzadi Gimel. So I got to remember the daf because it's not a maybe. I'm going to say, could you check? You mind getting a Sanhedrin, please? Gemara Tzadi Gimel. It's easy to remember the tzadik because I remember it says, Gedoyelim tzadikim yoyser memalochei hasharis. Tzadikim are on a higher level to a malach. Why? Why, when you do an act like that, you do one little act towards your friend that you naturally, your mother, you're upset at your mother, but you go ahead, Sadi Gimel on the top. Gedoyim, does it say it? Yes. Sadi Gimel Amal. Gedoyim, what does it say? Thank you, Ruben Yonah. Gedoyim Tzadikim Yoiser Mimaloche Hashores. Tzadik, oh, nice. We got it. Yeah, that's how are we all going to remember what daf? Rav Hillel just says, because Gedolim Tzadikim, Tzadi Gimel. Then there's no Gimel Tzadi. Tzadik is for the Tzadik. So everyone has to remember. You remember from today? You remember today? Daf Tzadi Gimel in Sanhedrin says, Gedolim Tzadikim, Yoiser Mamalach Yashares. And now I'm saying a pshat on that. What's the pshat that I'm saying on that? V'amech Kulam Tzadikim. Every Yid, every one of us, every one of us has a situation where someone hurt us. Every one of us has a situation where I could be like, I'll be pariv to him. I'm not going to love him. So I'll walk in. So when I wake up in the morning and my roommate is sleeping late, so I'll be upset. I won't make a lot of noise, but I'm not going to be extra quiet. I'm going to be extra quiet. Gedoylim tzadikim yoyser memalachei hasharis. You then become, why? Because Ramchal says straight out, it's only easy for the malach who is not a physical person. It's only easy for a malach who's not a physical person to do that. But what does Ramchal say? We, each and every one of us, it says in the Torah, "V'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha." We have the ability to do that. We have the ability to do that. We have the ability to rise up and to love someone. It doesn't have to be forever. It could be for that moment, another moment, another moment, another moment, to show extra love. Extra. And who said that? Rabbi Akiva. This is Mamash, this week's Parsha, this Kufa, for us to work on that. Could you imagine how much Siyata Deshmaya? Could you imagine how much help a person will get in his life, in his learning, in his relationship with Hashem? If we do that little tiny, little bit, and the more sensitive you are, so the more opportunity. Actually, you had a...
Yeah, I was going to say, the example of
Good. That's a great question. So you have to know yourself. You have to know yourself. He's saying what it means is that we, each and every one of us, have the ability to reach within ourselves, like this story with the you're doing somebody a favor, you're doing something for someone. And I'm telling you, getting a thank you for someone is a bonus. Getting appreciation for them, when you live your life, getting back from a person is a bonus. It's not part of the chesed that you're doing. It's not part of to expect somebody, and it's hard because we need and we want. But when you start living, when a person starts living his life, you start living a person's life and he says, I'm not looking to get back from my roommate. I'm not looking to get back from him. I'm not looking to get back. And it's difficult. I'm not saying that it's not difficult. I'm not saying that it doesn't sometimes cause a person to feel a certain way. So then you look within yourself. Like we said, you look within yourself. You look within yourself and you say, okay, why am I getting so upset at this guy? What in economy, it's a normal thing. But you look within yourself. It's very easy to say, the reason I'm getting upset is because my roommate is self-centered. Maybe I need to work on my anger. Maybe I need to accept the fact that I'm hurt. Maybe I need to realize. Maybe I need to deal with that. It's not a stira. It's not a contradiction. It's not a contradiction to do for someone and to do a little bit more for someone, to give a little bit more for someone. And you know what? You'll have itcha, and I mean this for all of us. You will have siyata deshmaya, I'm telling you. You'll have siyata deshmaya to heal. If you ask the Rabbanu Shlomo, let's put it this way. You want to say something? Siyata deshmaya, I'm telling you like this. Imagine, what's Itcha asking? Itcha's asking, okay, so if I'm extra sensitive to a person who wasn't sensitive to me, I'm going to hate him even more. Right? Right, possible.
How am I loving him? Oh,
how am I loving him? So I'm going to say, I know... And I'm confident, it's a stira, If you, before you do something like that, before a person does that, he goes ahead and gives to somebody a little bit, not a big thing. You do a little bit give to somebody. And you say before you do it, Hashem, I want you to heal me. I want you to help me love deeper. Deeper. I want to, or like Ari said, I want to tap in to my depth that I really, really love every yid. And I really, really care for this person. And I want this to show me what I need to work on. I want this to help me not have resentment towards my father, towards my mother, towards my roommate, towards my, whoever it might be, your spouse, your children, your Rebbe, the Rabbeinu Shlomo, I don't know, whoever it might be. Whoever it might be. And I want this Maisa that I'm doing, and I want this action that I'm doing, this tiny little thing that I'm doing, I want it to help me. I want it to help heal me, help me love more. What is there a greater tefillah than that? Is there a greater tefillah to say I want to love Yidden more? I want to love myself more. I want to heal. I want to heal more. I want to be able to right, as we've said many times, it's not about loving the people who you agree with. When you agree with someone, it's not the pshat that you love the other person. You love yourself. So I agree. So that person agrees with me. What's the big deal? What's the big deal? What's the big deal? The Vahavta, it says Leisikum Leisitar. What, everybody knows what Nakama Natir is. Just Pashup Shat. What is Nakama? What is revenge? Everybody knows the case of revenge. Yeah? Classic case of revenge. Right? If I ask, right? I'm not going to give you an example. If I ask somebody, could you please get me something? And they say no. Please get me a you mind passing the ketchup? Says, go get it yourself.
Working on
and then that. And then 2 minutes later, he says, could you pass me the ketchup? If you're a normal guy, you'll say, go get it yourself. What does that mean? You just told me to get it myself. Now you ask me? That's nekama.
The issue is not only by Laman.
No. So no, I'm not sure. It is? Okay, good. But yeah, that's nekama. Nekama is... Right, get me the ketchup. Get it yourself. Get off the chair and go get it yourself. You're asking me to get you the ketchup, and then 5 minutes later, could you pass me the ketchup? So nekama is straight out. What am I, a fool? Why would I give it to him? That's nekama. Netira. Everybody know what netira is in the pasuk. Leisitar is what? Sure. You could have the ketchup. Here's the ketchup. You think I'm like you? You no, it's not sarcastic. He's serious. Sure, take the ketchup. You think I'm like you? You think I'm like you that I'm not going to give you the ketchup? That's netira. Now, those are very natural, normal feelings. That's why the Torah says, "Lo tikom velo titar es b'nei amecha." Don't do that to your friend. And then, what does it say in the pasuk? V'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. Ani Hashem. V'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha, Ani Hashem. And that's what we're going to end off with, the Ani Hashem. Why does it say, v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha, Ani Hashem? What's Ani Hashem? What's Ani Hashem? What's Ani Hashem? V'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha, Ani Hashem. It's a different pshatim. The pshat that I want to say, right, is that what? It's from this. Pshat that I want to say, Hi, Gavaldik. Baruch Hashem, we have the Torah HaKadosha. We have the Holy Torah that teaches us how to be a beautiful person. How to be a beautiful person. So here it is. Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem. Here we go. Hakol luyedu v'luyavinu ki ein adam noigea b'mucha l'chaveru afilu k'mlo nima v'akol kasher l'akol me'ashem hu kefi atzasai hanefla v'chachmasai habilti noidas. What's the pshat? The pshat is that when a person has emuna, and a person has deep emuna, and he realizes ani Hashem, that there's a Rabbeinu Shalom who runs the world, and the insult that you got, and the lack of ketchup that you got, and your roommate bothering you at 2 o'clock in the morning, and the insensitivities around you have nothing to do with the other people. When I say they have nothing to do with the other people, what I mean is that you would get whatever you would need to get, however you would get it. As the Chavetz Chaim says, when a person says, I don't want to give tzedakah, I can't give tzedakah, I got to hoard my money, I got to keep my money. So the Chavetz Chaim says, what, you think there aren't ways that Hashem, other ways that Hashem can make it, that you won't have money? You think Hashem doesn't have other ways for you not to have money? And for things to happen that you have to pay for this, or if you have to pay for that? It's a call from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Hashem. When a person lives with that emuna, and it's not emuna that just happens in one moment. Oh, Rav Simcha Abra, we're talking about... Yeah. Yeah, good stuff. Ani Hashem, when a person is mechazik, and he says that it's not the fact that my roommate, it has nothing to do with my roommate, it's not my mother, it's not my father, it's Hashem. Hashem puts you through whatever He puts you through. And if it wasn't at this address, it would have been at another address. And if it wasn't this roommate, it would have been another roommate. If it wasn't this situation, because what happens? We get upset at the person. But it's not the person who did and hurt you. It's not the person who hurt you.
So get upset at Hashem.
Yes. 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 So have a conversation with Hashem. Yes. That's a good question, Ruben. Yes. Yes. Now, I'm sorry? Yeah, yeah, good. We're not even holding by that. We're not even holding by that. Rabbi Widow, 100%. I'm not even talking about that. Take the guy out of the story and go straight to Hashem. Rabbi Widow is talking about the next level. I'm okay not talking about the next level. But realize that it's not your roommate. It's not your mother. It's not your third grade Rebbe. Hashem sent your third grade Rebbe. Hashem sent the seat for you to sit in that seat on the plane over here. Hashem sent you this thing. And if it wasn't that person, it would be another person. It's not the person. Ooh, we got a lot of hands going up. Okay, whoa, we got three hands. I'm getting nervous. I'm getting excited. I'm trying to think who I go with. Three holy hands over here. So again, I just want to wrap up, and then I want to hear. Kobe we'll see. Remember where we are, because this way I'll feel more. We could talk it out more openly. But what's the pshat? That's the pshat. The pshat is that it's true. It is true that this person hurt you. It is true that happened. We're not in denial to bypass and say no, this person. But they're a shliach. Right, what do they say, Ravil? What's that famous thing from one of the Rabbi Sol Salanter? Someone, it's the dog. Why is a dog, right? Why is a dog? Yeah, what happens? I mean, not that we hit dogs, Chas v'Shalom, we don't hit dogs. But what happens if you hit a dog? What does the dog bite? The Chavetz Chaim says or Rabbi Sol Salanter? Chavetz Chaim? Right. What does a dog do? When you hit a dog, or you go like this to a dog, what does it do? It bites, it grabs onto the stick. It grabs the stick. Chacham. Right? You're fighting with the stick. Someone hits you with the ketchup, and you fight with the ketchup. I can't believe the ketchup did that to me. Now that sounds silly. It sounds silly.
That's great.
Yeah.
But you never listen to ketchup. It's that guy.
What?
Ketchup didn't do it to you. That guy did.
Right. That's to say, no. That's what they say. That's what they say. Right. That's what they say. No one's gonna. If a guy says, right, what?
Your roommate, your father is the ketchup.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the Bensi. That's the var. Wow. Oh, you didn't chop that. Sorry.
I wasn't ready for that move.
Right. That's a great move. So the stick. Everyone's a chum would say the ketchup. The guy hits you with the ketchup, you're going to start hitting the ketchup in the head, wrestling with the ketchup, throw the ketchup on the floor. Some people will do that sometimes, right? But that's not using chachma. When you use chachma, you stroke your beard, or now everybody could stroke their beard, and you say, wait one second. It's not the ketchup. It's not the ketchup. It's my roommate. What are you going to get? The light goes on at 2 o'clock in the morning, and you start yelling at the light. Will you please go off? Will you please turn off? No, you're upset at your roommate because he flicked on the light. You're a chacham. So you're upset at the, and I get upset also. I'm the first one in line to get upset. I'm not at all telling anyone that I'm not. But I know that I'm wrong. And I know ani Hashem, avahavta l'recha kamoicha, that who sent the person to hurt you? Hashem sent the person to hurt you. Hashem is the one who sent the person. So don't get upset at the person. So Reuven Yonah is asking, very good. So get upset at Hashem. Yeah, start with that. That's at least going more to the source. That's getting more to the source. Okay, question, comments, and then we'll, we can pause. Go. We'll see, yeah. Okay. Go, Momo, start.
Right.
That's a great. So in a certain way. Now again, should. Oh, you said that. Should. So yeah, of course. Of course, we're humans. Of course, we're upset. But in the pnimius hadavar, that's the maisa. I might get it wrong. What's the maisa with one of the tzaddikim? I think one of the Lubavitch. I think it was one of the rebbes or someone. Where the guy came to him in the hall and he says, "I'm going to kill you." I could look up the story, which we'll look it up later for Momo, for this. Vardy says, "I'm going to kill you." Who was it? The what? I'm not sure. I don't think. Okay. Thank you, Reb Zev, for that. So maybe it's a different mindset, but. The story goes where someone came, one of the Nazis, Yamach Shemam, came to one of the tzaddikim, says, "I'm going to kill you." He says, "You can't kill me." He says, "Whoa, I can kill you. I'll kill you right now." He says, "You can't kill me. Only Hashem can kill me. Only God can kill me." He says, "What? You're telling me I can't kill you? Of course I can kill you. I'll kill you." He starts getting frustrated with the Yid. "What do you mean? You're telling me I can't kill you?" He says, "You can't." He was calm as a cucumber. "I'm good. You can't kill me. Only Hashem can kill me. A gun can..." "What do you mean? If Hashem wants me to die, I'll die. You can't kill me. And the guy's getting there, starts beating him up. "Of course I could kill you." He's kicking him. "Of course I could kill you. What are you telling me? I can't kill you." 2 minutes later, his Yamach Shemam friends come and says, "Oh, we got to go. Something's going on." And he left.
Bar Avram said, "You're not holding my son. Hashem's holding..."
Oh, Bar Avram's mother. Right, right. Very good. Bar Avram's mother told to the... We heard it from her mouth. She told the terrorist, Yamach Shemam told the terrorist, "You're holding my son hostage? You're not holding my son hostage. Hashem's holding my son hostage." That's deep. It's painful, yes. But we met a woman. We heard her. In the pain of the most pain, Hashem Yirachmim Rachman, to be a schus for Bar Avram ben Julian, all the hostages, and for her and for the families. But what does it show us? It shows us that within us, deep down, Ani Hashem, Yahavta L'Recha Kamoicha, that I have that ability within me. If I dig, as Ari said, as Ari always says, so honestly and so deep and so true, that if I dig deep enough, I know that deep down, Ani Hashem, Yahavta L'Recha Kamoicha, Ani Hashem, and that it's from Hashem. Go to the source. Yes, Chaim. Yeah, good. That's meaning good, and I'm happy you're saying that, Chaim. And 100% true. You can't say if your child comes to you and says, "Tati, this person's bothering me," don't say to him, "Son, he's not bothering you. Hashem is bothering you." Okay. I wouldn't suggest you do that, right? It's like the Maisa. I say, don't try this at home. The Maisa where the kid was playing hide and seek, the kid was playing hide and seek, and nobody looked for him. Right? That's torture, right? He's sitting there for 3 hours, like, ah, I have the best hiding place. He comes out, and his friends went to the other friend's house. Like, they left him, they're hiding. So he came to his father. What? Yeah. So he came to his father. So first, let's do it. First, we'll do it the normal way, and then we'll tell you the way that the lesson of it. The normal way is when your son, if your son does that, right, what are you going to do? You'll put your arm around them. You'll put your arm around them. This is my advice. This is father advice, chinuch advice. You'll do the same to your wife. If something bothers her, you don't have to say anything. You could show, what was that book, Reb Simcha Rabbah, for a few years back about empathy that you read?
The Lost Art of Empathy.
I never read it. I can suggest it. I trust it. The Lost Art of Empathy. Basically, it must be so hard. I'm sorry, whatever it is. Empathy. Don't try and fix it. Then maybe 5 minutes later, you'll say, okay, let's go find the guys. We'll beat them up. You know, that could be. You gotta make sure you're don't let someone bully. You know, I mean, you don't want to be that father who's bullying your kids' friends. But okay, that's for a different conversation. Okay? But what did this father say was a big tzaddik? So I'm sure he showed him empathy. He says, how do you think Hashem feels? Hashem is always hiding and no one's looking for him. Hashem's hiding and nobody's looking for him. Okay. Not that we're not looking for him. I know Ari didn't like that. I know. We all know. We don't want to hear that. We don't even want to hear it. Ari doesn't even want to hear that now. But what's the point? The point just is that it's from Hashem. It's all from Hashem. Hashem should help us all. Bensi, you want to go?
Yeah.
Hashem, who's reading the Hilchos Hashara? Bensi, one last question.
Just going back to another point. If everything is from Hashem, are you like meant to try to fix every situation you're in? Am I supposed to let it be? Is my reality just to have this bad roommate?
Beautiful. So that is a great place to be in. The place to be in is having that Shiloh. That's a great Shiloh for a person to have. Am I at the level to accept the situation that I'm in, or I can't handle that? And that's a good question. That's a great Abala Voida. Someone like you, Bensi, who works on himself. Someone like you who learns Torah. Someone like you who's becoming more and more every day and is working on himself. That's a very appropriate question for a person to ask. How much do I need to leave the situation? How much do I need to stay this? It's a very sensitive avoda question. Beautiful. Okay, who's reading the Hilchos Hashanah?
Sure.
The what? Yeah. They didn't post today yet? To which not from yesterday?
Right. No, not yet. So I just
like
have a random
5 months ago or something.
Yeah. Go.
Okay.
Don the Kavskos, if you see a Beinoni doing an action where it's a 50-50 chance that he did it, quote unquote, Avera, then you are obligated to judge the person favorably. However, if it appears more likely that he did do an Avera, then you don't have to judge him favorably. Rather, one should remain in doubt but not judge favorably. It is definitely still a good thing and praiseworthy to judge favorably regardless.
Beautiful. Meaning the better thing for a person to do is try and as he brings down, you could make up stories in your mind about the person to try and see the good, but it's good to be in doubt about somebody else. And like I say, I just want to say, at the end of the day, Al tadinus chavercha shetagia l'mkoymai, as the Mishnah says, and you'll never know where somebody's coming from. Hashem should help us all. We should all be zoicha. The tefillah, I think, that we could all have, especially during Sfiras HaOmer, during this time, is to try, and we do try, and we search for Hashem. We're always searching for Hashem. We are searching for Hashem. And we're searching for the love of our Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. Have an amazing first day of the rest of your life.